Blog Talk Radio.
Can actually fucking hear me. Jesus Christ. I swear to God. Between all the bullshit with the impeachment inquiry, shit going on constantly, I swear to fucking God. It's like I can't get nowhere with this fucking shit. So, as you know, yesterday, if you follow me on Wednesdays, it was Fuck Trump Wednesday, but I mean, with everything going on, this impeachment shit on fucking TV, all this nonsense, I just had to, like, take a break for the day and just kind of listen to what was going on. I don't know, man. I feel like that the Republicans are owned by Putin. Trump is Putin's personal toilet. Once Putin's done using Trump as his vacuum cleaner for his dick, he's going to walk right up in here, and he's going to take the White House, and he's going to take America. And if you stupid motherfuckers out there don't believe that, well, you must be one of the 1 out of 4 people in America who doesn't know that the Earth revolves around the sun. So I have no faith in the democracy that is actually not really real. We're an oligarchy. We are not a nation of democracy. We're not a Christian nation unless that's triple K. That's Christian with 3 Ks. And America with 3 Ks. And that's not CA. So, you know, lots of things going on. I mean, where the fuck do I start? There's a lot of words. So I made a new banner. If you get onto the file, you'll see I am protesting both Thanksgiving and Sunday, because the most dangerous immigrants that came here in 1492 and other times as well, because the Spanish came and they also did a bunch of raping and killing. But we all know Cortez, Christopher Columbus, all that, especially Cortez here in my state. A lot of people died. Just so y'all can fight over a fucking, what is it, piece of land and tell people they're not allowed to be here. Yeah. If you're not Native American, then you're not from here. Then your family were immigrants. So, or refugees. So you can shut the fuck up. And it's a whole lot of words for no one will fuck me. Like, instantly. And it's 3 o'clock. Thanks. In 20 minutes, I'll have to go outside and pick up my child. Yay! I don't know what's wrong with this fucking microphone. Lately, everything's been really weird. Lots of stuff have happened. You guys will probably... You probably won't be surprised when I tell you that Sean B isn't a part of the show anymore. Which is fine, because honestly, he really didn't do a whole lot. So, that's better. You know, it's just me, which mostly is just me. It was only like commentary at best. Getting that guy to do anything for the show was very difficult. Not everyone has the brains to do this shit. So, I've got my news ready, and we're going to do some, and I will probably end this very shortly, because I got to pick up my kid at the bus. I've been trying to get on for all day. Everything's been going on over here on this side, so bear with me. We have environmental news. We are in a supercalifragilistic existential crisis, and this doesn't mean just politically. This also means environmentally. We are about to have an environmental collapse, along with a collapse of our economy. The USA is falling. Putin's on the TV over on his side talking about how Trump listens to him really good, and how the U.S. will have no place on the world stage, and we will no longer be the number one oppressor of countries, which I don't mind that part, because with what's happening with Bolivia and a bunch of other countries, that it's our fault, because we meddle, and we go in, we start wars, we say, oh, we're doing this, and we put them there. We set up the stage, we put the fucking bad guy there, and then we shoot at them, along with all the people. And then we take their goods, minerals, oil, you name it, that's all we do. In the name of gold, oil, and drugs, I'm getting all kinds of ads for joining the military, just even part-time, so that leads me to believe none of the new generations, hardly any of them, the ones that have been brainwashed, of course, they're not joining. So I couldn't be happier about that. All right. So I have different things. November is Native American. If I can actually fucking pull up, this is ridiculous. Like, I don't understand. It's Native American Heritage Month, which is really important, which is also why I put up my banner. I boosted that bitch on Facebook for $5, and I've already went over 1,000. This motherfucker subverted it with a new celebration of the Founding Fathers. No, we're not doing that. Democracy is dying in darkness. Now, for our California fires, the latest news, Trump declares there will be no more aid, even though really that's just un-American. A woman shot up a fucking drive-thru window at KFC over some fucking utensils. Yay. I have the latest news out of Australia. Gonna love my nuts. Soon as I can get something done. Like, seriously, the slowest internet in the world right now, and I don't fucking understand it. Koalas are now functionally extinct in Australia with 80,000 left. And right now, over 300 koalas have died in fire. Unprecedented bushfires raging in eastern Australia have killed at least 4 people and devastated wildlife in the region, killing hundreds of koalas, burning through their colonies so badly the animals may land on the endangered species list. If the wind picks up, we could lose even more habitat and more koalas. Basically, what's happening for all you mouth breathers out there who keep sending me fucking hate mail, I love your hate mail, by the way. If you haven't gotten a response from me, it's because you're not listening to my radio show. I'm not responding to your emails. I'm responding to you on here. So you have to listen to the show if you want a response from me. So, that being said, Australian fires, Old Sydney bushfires, functionally creating an extinction for koalas. Basically, what's happening over there is there's clouds with no rain, but they got fucking lightning. So, thoughts and prayers don't do shit, though, but changing environmental laws to lock down the Green Deal and stuff like that and the Paris Climate Agreement is very needed. So, let's move on to Venice, Italy. It's flooding. For all you stupid fucks out there, Italy has declared a state of emergency in Venice after the Italian city was engulfed by 1.87 meters, that's 6 feet high, water levels, flooding its historic basilica, and cutting powers to homes. More than 80% of the city, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, was underwater when tides were at their highest. Italian council is flooded immediately after rejecting measures on climate change. I guess you should have done the right thing, huh? Veneto Regional Council, which is located on Venice's Grand Canal, is flooded for the first time in its history on Tuesday night, just after it rejected measures to combat climate change. The historic Italian city has been brought to its knees this week by the worst flooding there in more than 50 years. And the council chamber in Ferrofini Palace started to take in water around 10 p.m. As councillors were debating the 2020 regional budget, Democratic Party councillor Andrea Zanoni said in a long Facebook post. We're going to see the translation because I don't speak Italian. The League of Zaya votes against our amendments of the contrast to climate change. And after 2 minutes, the room advice is submerged in the waters. Last night in the regional council, we were discussing the law of stability related to the regional budget 2020, and the water around 2200 hours started for the first time in history of Veneto Region Council. It flooded the classrooms with the consequent escape of all advisors, assessors, officials, legislative service, and man, I can't see this whole thing, and that upsets me. Anyway, I'm going to try and read as much as I can because it, like, cut it off. Someone might think this wasn't predictable. It's not. Numerous and precise bulletins on high water, and especially the mermaids in action, told us only one thing to do was to evacuate, and instead the president and the entire council and the representatives of the league wanted to continue to and by creating a series of additional inconveniences, including the serious difficulties of the people with water transportation services that have also I can't see it, you fucking people. Basically, everything is pouring in, and this is record flooding. Ironically, the chamber was flooded 2 minutes after the majority League Brothers of Italy and Forza Italy parties rejected our amendments to tackle climate change. Said in her post, also, photographed the room underwater. Among the rejected amendments were measures to fund renewable sources to replace diesel buses with more efficient and less polluting ones, to scrap polluting stoves and reduce the impact of plastics. What's wrong with this? I don't understand. Only an unintelligent creature, no one intelligent, no species, no being that's intelligent would destroy their own environment. But I guess y'all are just too stupid. So enough about that. We're moving on. We had a shooting this morning in California, Santa Clarita, I believe is where it's at. I have one word for you, or one sentence, one thing for you, and I'm going to read it to you, because the do nothing, air quotations, do nothing Democrats have put bills into the Senate, which quickly has sat on Mitch the Bitch Massacre McConnell's fucking desk. I know you're busy sucking Putin's dick and enjoying that dark money, but you call yourself the Grim Reaper of Senate bills. So you call the Dems do-nothing Democrats while you are simply allowing people to die, kids to die. We need comprehensive gun control, and I like guns. But comprehensive gun control isn't going to stop me from having a gun, because I don't have a felony. I'm not violent towards others. I'm not committing crimes. And I don't need an AR-15 to pick you off from afar. I can get a long-range rifle and do just fine. I can protect my house with a nice 9mm H&K. Even a DX-12 double-barrel pistol would be fine. You don't need an AR-15. You don't need an assault rifle. Those are toys. And we need to hold parents responsible. They need to go to jail. So there's that. I'm banned from Twitter again. No worries. I changed my phone number just like I said I was going to. And I fucking did. So now I got another Twitter. They've already put me in jail just signing on for 11 hours. So I'll be on tomorrow to abuse the president. This week, I'm going to be doing different segments. I'm going to be finishing up some of American History X and providing a little bit of religion mixed in with that, because we're going to discuss whether Christianity is dangerous. I think it is. So that being said, if anyone's not paying attention, the VA is blocking people on Twitter, and I've started a war with them. I started a war with Jim Jordan as well, because he protects pedophiles. He's a fucking monster. And he turned a blind eye for kids being molested by a doctor who told him to his face. So, yeah. Bolivia is in turmoil, and we're responsible for that. And let me read you why. The United States is a terrorist. What we do. Yep. The shit going on. Literally, we started a relationship with them back in 1837. And, we've done horrific things. But right now, it's in turmoil. And I got the story right here. Two opposition lawmakers assumes presidency, but former leader, now in Mexican exile, says her move is illegal and urges backers to resist. Supporters of former Bolivian President Evo Morales demonstrating in La Paz on Tuesday before an opponent of the leftist leader claimed the presidency. Second straight day as an opposition lawmaker declared herself the new head of the state following the resignation of President Evo Morales, who arrived Tuesday in Mexico after being granted asylum. Janine Anez, who had been vice president of the Senate, assumed the presidency by proclamation at a special session of Congress, saying the Constitution put her next in line to lead this South American nation of 11 million people. After resigning Sunday amid allegations that his government rigged last month's presidential election, Mr. Morales struck a defiant tone upon arriving in Mexico, saying he was the victim of a coup. He also praised lawmakers loyal to him for trying to block the formation of a new Bolivian government by staying away from Congress and denying legislators the quorum needed to vote on a new president of the Senate. Now, we literally have our hands in everything. So, I don't know. It's pretty crazy. Kids are being murdered by their own parents, left in fucking woods, remains being found, and every day I'm getting a fucking Amber Alert. Someone's getting fucking kidnapped. We had a fucking piece of shit going to high schools and talking to females, trying to ask them for directions and playing with his dick in front of them. We got problems, people. And yes, that was a white man. Sounds about white. All right, so that's my rant. Fuck you, Donald Trump. I hope everyone has a great day except you, Donald Trump. Fuck you, Donald Trump. We're two away from 400. I might get on in the midnight hours, and I don't know. We'll see. But I'll probably start doing tarot Thursday to Sunday, so that way we can get more going. I'm growing every day, so things are starting to work out. I'm tired of this damn shit, honestly. The NRA is responsible for all this shit happening and lobbying to keep us from having comprehensive gun laws. So I will say, there's a lot of things going on. And that's the tea. Bye, guys.